Teho Modisani, Eyewitness News, Traffic.
Drive home with John Perlman
on 702. Let's walk the talk.
So much gets talked about and said about the division of domestic labor in households between men and women. Now there's a new study that's been published by someone called Alison Damminger, or Damminger, I don't really know, at Harvard University. And she has made a study of the extent to which cognitive labor in a household is divided. And she breaks it down into four different categories: anticipation, identification, decisions, and monitoring. Anticipate, identify, decide, monitor. Who does most of that in the household that you're part of, men or women? The argument that she's putting forward after interviewing a large number of couples is that women do the majority of at least two of those. We'll talk about that in more detail with Tseko and Tolakele, but in the meanwhile, if you do want to send us your own thoughts on that issue, 072 702 1702, 21 past 3.
702. Let's walk the talk.
Streaming countrywide on the 702 app.
Now, Western Cape Judge President John Tlope will appeal a High Court decision that not to set aside gross misconduct findings against him. This is all part of a legal matter that's been going on literally for years and years and years. We spoke earlier to his lawyer, Barnabas Xulu, and I started off by asking him on what grounds they were going to appeal this decision.
Well, today, after obviously consideration of the judgment itself and the consultation with our client, we have received instructions to make an application for leave to appeal before the Gauteng High Court the entire judgment.
On what grounds?
On the grounds, I mean, there is a new law that this judgment has come up with. It does not reflect the established constitutional and legal issues jurisprudence, which says when you talk of the composition of a statutory body, and that statutory body has not been properly constituted, that vitiates the essence of that decision which has been made by that body. And this is an established law. In fact, the Supreme Court of Appeal has pronounced itself on the very same case. Today we are told about the necessity. So the law has been, it's a new law altogether. So it's important that another court must agree with this judgment or disagree with this judgment, because it seems as if now the judgment is there just to suit the circumstances of our client. It's not the established law.
In saying that the judgment is simply being made to suit the circumstances of your client, are you suggesting malfeasance by the judges, or are you suggesting bad law and bad legal judgment by the people who heard the matter?
Look, it's bad law because there is principle, there is an established jurisprudence on this issue, and it is on the same case when there was absence of the representation of the premier of the Western Cape. The decision that was made then by the Judicial Service Commission was set aside purely because it was not properly constituted.
Yes.
And that's what we had. That's what we had in this case. The reason for our client to approach the court wanted to confirm that on what basis all of a sudden this ruling or the recommendation should be enforced or implemented when there was no proper constitution of the statutory body.
The in reaching judgment, the judges passed comment on your client. I'm reading one quote: persons who assume the office of a judge must work assiduously to manifest good character by demonstrating integrity in the detail of their life and their work, not be granted a free pass. In your appeal, will you be challenging not just the specifics of the law you've detailed, Mr. Xulu, but those kinds of things that have been said about your client?
Those are observations that have been made, which we certainly don't agree.
Yes.
But if you want to see exactly the ground, they're going to be laid out in our notice, and we'll make it, it's going to be public. exactly on what basis we are saying this judgment is bad in law.
And just finally, Mr. Tlulu, in a matter like this, is Justice Hlophe required to cover all his own costs, or does the state cover it because he was an employee of the South African state at the time of the matter at issue?
The state has been covering the judges of the Constitutional Court legal costs.
Yes, and I'm asking, how does that apply with Judge Hlophe? The same thing.
It should seem as if you're asking why it should apply to Judge Hlophe only. You are not asking why it is applicable to the judges of the Constitutional Court.
Yes, so you're saying it applies to both?
So I'm saying it should apply to both. But right now, what is happening is that it is not applicable to both. And we have, as a result, asked the Chief Justice to intervene in this matter, because it is only the Constitutional Court judges that are receiving cover legal fees, not just President Hlophe.
And have you had a response to that?
No, we're still waiting for the Chief Justice to indicate what is his take on this. But the Solicitor General made it clear he is not going to fund the legal fees of Judge President Hlophe, but only for the Constitutional Court judges.
Thank you very much, Barnabas Tlulu, joining us here on 702 Drive.
702 podcasts are on 702.co.za.